Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. This is the December preview. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
I haven't seen you for a whole month.
Yes, it seems that way.
It does. Well, how's your holidays coming along? We've just had Thanksgiving.
Well, I tell you, Tom, it seems to me that the last 2 months of every year are the busiest months ever. I mean, here at the station, certainly things are, but I'm sure that we're not the only ones.
We do more with less. We have less on-the-job time, and we have to do more programs.
And I think that's probably true with gift-giving, too, because we do more with a lot less money than we're used to.
That's true. Hey, speaking of that, we have Christmas coming up, and but before that comes Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, that comes after Black Friday.
Okay, so is Tuesday white, green, blue? I suppose we should call it green if it's giving, right?
That's right, that's right. And it was a thought of as, you know, we do get a little on the materialistic with Black Friday and you have Cyber Monday. And if some of it's for you and some of it's giving for, you know, people you know. But there are other people that are less fortunate that we need to remember.
That's true.
At this time of year, including Strong Tower Radio.
No, it's not that we're less fortunate. We just need the money to keep doing what we're doing.
So it's kind of like the Salvation Army. In fact, we interviewed the Salvation Army for this program, and this December is the biggest month of the year for them.
It absolutely is. You know, folks, you know, we're talking about Giving Tuesday, but we're not prejudiced. We'll take money on Giving Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, any day.
That's right. In fact, this program is shouldering or on either side of Giving Tuesday, which is December the 2nd.
All right.
Let's have a word of prayer.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We pray, Lord, that this program and the programs we've invited and put in this are a blessing to those around us. We pray, Lord, that you keep all the families that are listening and around us safe throughout the Christmas holiday series. And Lord, we pray that you bless them as well. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, John, Thanksgiving and Christmas is a busy time of the year, especially for programming, because we put about 30 hours of programming on for Thanksgiving, and then in Christmas we up it a little bit to 48 hours, and that's not just the regular schedule. You just plunk it in and the computer takes over. You have to program every one of those programs, but we do it as a labor of love.
It's interesting that we do 48 hours of Christmas, and it seems like it takes 48 hours to set it up, even though most of those programs are already recorded.
Absolutely. And what happens is that David, who programs our computer, he does double work because he has to do the regular work schedule, which is the rest of the week, and then you have the holiday. Those hour by hour have to be programmed. But we do it as a labor of love, and your love is writing that news, being the editor of the newsletter.
Yes, it is. And this month, as you can imagine, we are continuing the theme of 1 Corinthians 13. We are taking an excerpt from Sister White's writing. She spoke specifically about 1 Corinthians 13:12. It's actually quite an interesting little piece.
You came up with some good quotes and some good thoughts. Also, one thing that we have the normal articles fresh off the press from our president, David Bolduc. We find out it has been quite a run. We've in about a two-year cycle to put up 9 radio stations. Those stations are on the air.
It has been a busy 2 years for David.
Yep, and a little bit of mop-up operation. Just because you got it on the air doesn't mean it's fine-tuned and there's still some details, but we did what it took to meet the deadline, and now we have to do some infrastructure background. But and then also Cam has his articles that he does every month. One thing that is new and exciting is Jelaine Fenner, has written an article. She's come across it. It's gift cards. It's a fundraising alternative that doesn't cost you money. Now, that's pretty interesting.
Yes, it sounds interesting.
It's a lot like if some people in some of the parochial schools, they had a program of fundraising, which was called the voucher system. Basically, you bought these vouchers for places that you do business with. These companies were willing to cooperate. You would get maybe a Meijer's vouchers for $25, $50, $100, and they would discount that, and you would buy your product at that face value, but a percentage of that went to the nonprofit organization, like a school or some other organization. Well, that is, we've come into the modern age.
Going back to this thought,
sure.
I have a thought.
Okay.
This isn't one of those, like, you know, car insurance and home insurance bundling deals where you save money if you spend more. I could never get them to explain how I'm saving money if I'm actually spending more money. That never made sense to me.
Well, this is legitimate. It's face value. You buy a $100 voucher, and now what it is a gift card. So you buy the gift cards at the face amount. A certain percentage goes to the ministry. And so we're working out of that for Strong Tower Radio. If you shop at these particular places, it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, that sounds great.
It is. Hey, we want to talk a little bit about what's happening at Strong Tower Radio. I write a column called Current Events. I do the marketing and also the local program production. And a lot of exciting things are coming down the pike. Just looking at our schedule here, got through recording earlier today in this production day about Christmas fire safety. It was a fun interview.
Yeah, very important interview as well.
How to protect your family to avoid fire dangers during the holidays. She told us that the most dangerous fire day was Thanksgiving, and the second one was Christmas, and the third one was Christmas Eve. That kind of loads up on Christmas a little bit.
Certainly on the last few holidays of the year.
And you definitely don't want this to happen in your household. So these are our tips. We learned that she was EMS technician. So when she talks about burn safety, and she's talking from real experience, it was a wonderful interview.
So basically you want to keep your fire in the fireplace or the wood stove.
Not
in the house.
That's right. And so it's a wonderful interview. That's going to be airing on the 21st and 22nd of December. Right behind it in the next half hour will be a homeless ministry in Lake City nearby here. And then we're going to do the year in review. What we do is we literally look through every interview program, Strong Tower Radio produced program, and kind of give you the look back for the whole year.
Yeah, we talk about things we talked about already.
That's right. And looking forward this month, people love to hear about changed lives because of this ministry.
Absolutely, so do we.
And so Cam Ferguson has gone on the road and literally interviewed a number of people. We're going to debut two of those programs. Will be this week and next week. We're also doing a series with Child Impact. John, we are making phone calls. We are touching other parts of the country to get resources for our listeners.
That's good stuff.
This one's coming from Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're working on programs coming from Nigeria, programs that are coming from Australia, and this one is talking about international issues. It's Child Impact International, Dr. Tom Evans, you've heard two of these programs already, talks about domestic child issues, trafficking issues, and concerns. And the next set, the last half, is going to be on international. The topics will include global sex trafficking, labor trafficking, and child brides.
So are we going to go on the road for the Australia recording?
Well, I'll see if we can get a donor to sponsor us for that one. I don't think so. We're going to be talking to Percy Harold. He does the SAB School reading. It was originally for reading for blind and visually impaired people, and it's been picked up, and it is on a SAB School app, SAB School lesson app. We do 2 hours of SAB School programmings Friday night and again Saturday morning. And this is a great resource to go with this. It's actual reading of the text as well as the Bible passages that are related to that. We're also going to go on the road. John, it's snow is coming.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's you and Amy. Amy is a true youper. She truly enjoys snow. She gets happy. I mean, down here in Cadillac, it doesn't have as much snow as she's used to. So it doesn't have 120 inches. So,
yeah, well, it's something. But, yeah, I'm waiting for snow.
Okay. So anyway, Mike Mazzella is the director of the County Road Service in Osceola, just south of us here. And he's a good friend of the ministry. And we talked about county roads and safety in the winter. You're looking at that. It'll be the first program in January, something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Working on other programs. I don't know if you've ever heard of the McGuffey Reader.
I haven't.
You haven't. Well, you need to get around a little bit. You need to get deeper into history. Part of American education in history, that was a big deal, the McGuffey Reader.
Hmm.
And I read a book on his biography, Dr. William McGuffey. He was an author. He was a pastor. He was an educator. Did many amazing things. He has a museum, or they made a museum out of his house in Oxford, Ohio. It's actually at Miami University. That's Miami of Ohio, not Miami.
Not the
of
beach.
Florida. Not of the beach of the Florida. So we have some super exciting things. And John, we also have some pretty interesting things coming up in the last half of this particular program.
Yes, we do. Christmas is a happy time for most people, but there are some who have lost loved ones or pets or what have you, and it's not necessarily happy for them, Tom.
That is true. It's we're going to have a great program. Before we get to that point, we should talk about the 48 Hours of Christmas.
We should.
Well, let me give you an idea. We're bringing back the classics. Most of them are Strong Tower Radio Productions. That's really quite a to our team here. But we've added a few things to this. We've added some of Life Talks Christmas. That is another radio service. And they have 25 hours of Christmas programs, and we just took part of them. But here's an idea what they have. Have you ever heard of Sandy Patty?
I have.
You have. How about Whitley Phipps?
I have.
One Christmas program, you have both Sandy Patty and Whitney Phipps doing duets.
That sounds like a concert.
That is a concert. Another one of them is Take Six, Jamie George, Jennifer LaMountain in one program.
That's also sounds like a great concert.
That's right. And we have other at Seventh-day Adventist Universities, Washington Adventist University, Southern Adventist University, and several more are on our makeup here. What's exciting about it is we're going to have two short versions of the Messiah. Southern Adventist University is doing the Messiah in 1 hour.
That would be interesting.
That is a condensed. That's the best of.
It's not in chipmunk speed, is it?
No, not at all. And then I think we've got Washington Adventist University also did the highlights of the favorites of the Messiah. We also have Johnny and Friends. Many people enjoy her singing and her programming. That's one of the programs. Along with that, Great Lakes Adventist Academy. Every year they produce a program. They graciously let us use them. I think we've got programs going back to 2017.
We do.
So we have every single year. So that's becoming a great. We have Once Upon a Christmas is a children's version of the Christmas story. We have the Wilson. You were part of the Wilson
Nativity.
Nativity,
yep.
And Mike Kampner's Christmas in My Heart, and Craig Morgan's has Christmas stories. And Holly Wiltzer Bailey Wiltzer has her Christmas story. Judy Scholl, and let's see what else. Christmas Retold. We have a few sermons from Pastor Garrett Morgan, Pastor E.J. Wolf, and a classic from HMS Richards Sr.
That sounds like a full Christmas program.
It sure is. We have a Dulcimer Christmas. We produce that here. And, of course, we have the old-time radio Christmas specials from years, the best of. And to top it off, one of the favorites, Dee Bryant, has done his Christmas with No Angels. It's all, he tells of his heart aches and sorrows, and when he just didn't think the angels were hearing and delivering his messages. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. We produce that here at Strong Tower Radio. He originally produced it for his radio program 25 years ago. We remastered it here, and it is a favorite. We run that at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That gives you a pretty good rundown of what we're doing for the month on the 48 Hours of Christmas. Like we said, in the rest of our program, we're going to have Project Christmas, a beautiful time. It's a shopping day for people who would not have Christmas. We have the Traverse City Botanical Gardens fun family free Christmas activity. They're going to be making ornaments. We've got Blue Christmas and Salvation Army. So stay tuned, folks. We are going to have a great program with a number of our friends visiting us here today. We'll be right back after this break.
How would you like to give a love gift to your neighbor, or maybe a word of encouragement to someone in a nearby town, or help someone traveling through on vacation or business to find the answer to that life question that's been bothering them for so long? The best way to do that is by going to www.strongtowerradio.org and clicking on that donate button. By supporting Strong Tower Radio, you will do this and so much more. Won't you prayerfully consider making that love gift today?
Well, we have much to look forward to. Hey, John, how many years has Project Christmas been going on?
Well, Christmas has been around for a long time. I'm guessing probably not that long. So, what, 15 years?
37 years.
Wow.
And what it is, it's an amazing thing. It's just the community. You're going to hear this in the next segment of how the community came together. People were getting services here and there, but it was kind of diverse. And they decided to come together, have a community-wide at the auditorium here in town. People register, they come, and it's like a shopping experience for those who could not shop for Christmas.
Nice.
It's absolutely a beautiful experience. And then following that, just stay tuned, back-to-back will be the Traverse City Botanical Gardens family fun event. They're going to be making pine cone decorations for the tree. You know, this should become a family tradition. It's free, and the whole family, you know, we can get off shopping and doing all going to Christmas programs. What if you just do this with parents, grandparents, and guardians together as a family?
There's a thought.
Stay tuned. We're going to just step out of the way, and you'll hear the recording we did with Project Christmas, followed immediately by the Traverse City's Botanical Gardens free family fun event. Our next segment is Project Christmas. It's for the Wexford and Meskosic counties. It's a wonderful program. We have the co-chair of the program, Ken Lazat.
Lazat, yep.
And good. Carol Corwin, and she's the board secretary. Carol has been here before. Welcome back, Carol.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Tom.
And Ken, welcome to Strong Tower Radio. We laughed about this, but you all were here on the very first one, 37 times ago. But, of course, Carol is much too young for that.
Oh, I thank you.
You're welcome.
What about me? I'm not.
Can you too?
Okay, all right, thanks.
What is Project Christmas?
Well, Project Christmas came about as a collaborative between community organizations, churches, businesses. They saw the need that there were many, many different programs in our community and felt that it might be more advantageous to kind of group those all together to put all of our resources together in one project. And that's where Project Christmas was born. It was a few ladies having coffee and discussing what they could do to make this happen in the community. And since then, we've 37 years later, we're still going strong.
It's amazing that a good idea can't be stopped.
Yeah. And I mean, we always think that maybe if we didn't have to have Project Christmas, what our world would be like. But, I can't see that happening anytime soon, unfortunately.
And listeners, I have to share this, and we're going to mention this later on. This is kind of a one of a kind, although I'm sure it's replicated in some way, that great idea can be replicated anywhere. And we want to encourage our listeners, this is for the Wexford, Meraki County areas, but this is such a great idea, it shouldn't just stay here in this area. So if you feel compelled, it's just like one day I was on the airport and a group of people were on it and they were having a grand old time. And I finally said, who are you guys and what are you doing? Well, we're a children's museum and we're going to check out another children's museum. We want to start one in Grand Rapids. Well, there happens to be one now in Grand Rapids. So a great benchmarking some other organization, somebody who's already doing it and can be learned. So we want to share that at the end of the program, how other communities can get involved, how people within the service area can participate and be benefited, but also you need volunteers and you need donations. What is the purpose is that was started originally that instead of balkanization that everybody did their own thing, sometimes there was overlap, and also you miss people.
Right.
People fall through the cracks.
Right.
So you can do bigger and better. It is quite an experience. Ken, can you describe what... I was going to use the word chaos, but that's probably not the right word. But the vibrance, excitement, actually, it has a lot of order to it and a lot of structure.
Yes. As a board member, and Carol's a board member, we actually meet year-round, basically, to do this. And so it takes a lot of organization and having us come together as a board and get this figured out. And then we have our planning committee people that they work on they have their own chairs, we call them chairs, of their tables that they use to organize their gifts and whatever they do. We have food.
We have different age groups of gifts. So like age 0 to 4 would have a lead, like what Ken is talking about. Paper products, pajamas, hats and mittens. This year we're bringing back pet food, which is quite exciting. We haven't had that in probably 5 or 6 years. So,
But mainly Project Christmas, we work, it's a community collaborative thing, you know, the whole community is behind us basically doing this. So we have probably, I'm not sure this year, there will probably be maybe 600, 700 volunteers, and we'll have 700 to 800 families that we're going to serve. And they need to sign up to be able to do this. So we have our phone lines are open now to be able to sign up.
Well, why don't you, Carol, would you mind giving those phone numbers for the Wexford and Meraki area residents?
Sure. We have two phone numbers for Wexford. The first phone number is 231-779-5205.
That's super important because that is kind of a place where everything takes place. If it's a one-stop place.
Yeah, that's kind of our hotline number. So if you need to call us for anything, that's where you'd get through. But there's also a secondary number for Wexford residents, and that's 231-253-1940. They answer those phones between 9:30 and 3:30 Monday through Friday.
Very good. I also see another Meraki number of 231-839-8816, option one.
Yes, and that's for our Meraki residents to call.
That's right, that's right. And Carol or Ken, explain, I mean, I've attended at least twice being a part of it, helping pass out. It is, the Wexford is a large space. It's one of the larger spaces in Cadillac area. And that whole auditorium, it's the Civic Center, if you want to think of it, where you have exhibits and all that. Explain, I mean, there's just plain excitement. The joy of giving, the volunteers giving away to serving specific needs, it's just, I got a tingle just as I was describing it.
It's like a little mini mall, I guess you'd call it. You know, our clients come in, they can pick out their toys, they go to the different areas for their, you know, their food and their paper products, and they can shop. And they do it all within, you know, they have the dignity that they receive of being able to provide that Christmas for their family.
Absolutely. Now, in the past, you had time frames where people have time slots, so there's not a crush. You even out the load. They're not, it's not a mad rush. And
right. When the when they register, they're given a time to report, you know, to the Civic Center so that they can do their shopping.
And if you can imagine a space, and you guys have been down to the WEX more than I have lately, but it's 200-300 feet square, and there's tables in every corner, and outside the building, there's semi-trucks that are restocking. I mean, this is big. I know in the past, Meijer has been a huge, huge, and literally the day before or the couple days before, they're just, forklifts are running back and forth and dropping pallets of product. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is that we have so many great people that can, and companies and businesses that help us pull this off every year. We couldn't do it without them.
Give us a story of something that sticks out, either one of you, that just typifies the experience of Project Christmas.
Well, I had a young man that he actually did work for me at my house. And so when Project Christmas was coming around, I asked him, I said, I was organizing the parking lot at that point. You know, we need people out in the parking lot to be able to get that organized so that, you know, you have, so it's not chaos out there, basically.
Right.
We have like 900 cars in the parking lot of the WEX when we get going there.
It's almost like valet service.
Yeah. So anyway, I asked him about, it was the week before Project Christmas. I was working on going down and doing some things, you know, in the WEX. And he asked me what I was doing. I told him, you know, I was doing Project Christmas. And he says, oh. And I says, would you like to, could you volunteer to work in the parking lot for me? And he says, yeah, yeah, that's great. So he came and he worked in the parking lot. And afterwards, I brought him inside, and there, we have a space there. We have coffee and donuts and different things there. So we sat down, we were talking, and he said that, you know, this was great and everything. And he told me, he says, the reason I wanted to do this is because my parents needed Project Christmas back when I was growing up. So we both sat there actually with tears coming down our faces, you know, and it was just a really good experience. And so it's, you know, that's one of the things that I love about Project Christmas is now we're, even at, I went to FedEx this year to get donations from them to drop boxes off to them. And the girl I talked to there was the same thing. Her parents had come to Project Christmas when she was growing up.
Yeah, so. This is 37 is almost two generations. Now, how can people participate? There's donations. There's ways to receive, be the guest of Project Christmas. And we also talked about that other communities may want to benchmark the success of 37 years. Carol?
So, yeah, to become a Project Christmas volunteer, and we need many of them.
We need about 600.
Well, we are very fortunate to have a lot of repeat. Once you volunteer, you kind of get hooked. You're in.
Yes.
So a lot of our volunteers are repeat year after year, but there is a link on our website that that they can fill out a form online, and they will be contacted on that. That website is Project Christmas. WEXMISS.org. So projectwexmiss.org.
So you want to be a volunteer to sign up. Could you also sign up as a recipient?
We're hoping next year to have online registration. We are testing it this year. But
beta phase.
Yes, yes. We are running both side by side to make sure that it's going to work out. But this year, they still have to call. Next year, we will still have our phone lines, too, because some people are not comfortable doing it online, we realize.
And some of them don't have access to it either.
Right.
So in Wexford County, that one-stop telephone number is 231-779-5203. And Mesaki County residents is 231-839-8816, option 1. So what a wonderful program. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Carol, for your service. And we hope that our listening audience will interface with Project Christmas in some way, benchmarking it, receiving services, or being a volunteer, or giving donations, both financial as well as product.
Yes, we would appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a blessing to have you all back.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
your
service.
Hope to keep coming.
Yeah.
God bless. We'll be back.
I am so thankful that Strong Tower Radio provides solid, biblical teaching and God-honoring music to encourage me day by day. I have been so blessed by the programming I hear, and I count it a privilege to be a regular supporter of this station. Won't you pray for Strong Tower Radio? And then call 877-278-5512 or go online to strongtowerradio.org to make a tax-free donation to keep this radio station on the air.
Our next guest is the executive director of the Traverse City Botanical Garden. His name is Matthew Ross. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio today, Matthew.
Great to hear from you, Tom, and great to have a chance to share what we're doing at the gardens.
That's right. This is not your first rodeo, Matthew.
No, we've had the pleasure of talking with you before, Tom. Myself and Karen, our board director president, is we're very happy to talk to you again.
Absolutely. And you can go back into strongtowerradio.org audio archives and look for the Traverse City Botanical Garden Tour. It was a full hour of explaining, and that's been about a year to a year and a half. Things continually happen at the garden, don't they, Matthew?
They definitely do. We have new garden spaces, new plants, and we've been very busy converting a 1894 and 1914 barn into an event center and community space, which is going to be opening up in 2026.
Absolutely. Now, my co-host, Jelaine, is with us right here. She's never been to the garden.
Not yet,
but there is an event that she is considering happening to participating in. It is Free Family Fun Day. You do something free so that families have no financial barriers but can intersperse and be a part of the activities at the Traverse City's Botanical Garden.
Definitely. And this upcoming program is Pine Cone Penguins. So if you want to make a pine cone penguin Christmas ornament, it's the best event in town because it's a way to get in touch with nature. It's a great way to get connected to the community. And from 1 to 3 o'clock, we're going to have kids of all ages making pine cone penguins. So it's one of our monthly programs that we do that is free for anyone who wants to participate.
And so, and that is Sunday, December 14th from 1 to 3?
That's correct.
Okay, and tell our listeners again, where are you located?
Yeah, we're located at 1490 Red Drive in Traverse City. We're on the south end of what was the former Northern Michigan Asylum, and many people here in town know us as the Commons. So we're all the way on the far end. If you've ever been to an event at the Cathedral Barn, we're right there, and we have a beautiful visitor center that was converted in 2014. And inside that classroom on the second floor, we're going to be having a whole lot of fun. We also have refreshments for the kids and adults, and it's just a great way for us to give back to our community that's given us so much.
So what are your regular hours?
Our normal hours are from April 1st until October 30th. We are open 10 to 5. And then in the winter, we're only open when we have events like Free Family Fun Day, or we have a lot of other paid events that are going on throughout the time. And we have two weekends where we're open, and they are November 22nd, 23rd, and December 6th and 7th, which are our big holiday sales. At that point, our visitor center is open. But you can come to the garden anytime you want, any day you want. The gardens are open 365 days out of the year, and there's no barrier for entry. So it's a place that is great if you're looking for a place to find some peace and quiet and some tranquility, or a place to enjoy the beautiful nature of northern Michigan in the winter.
Amen.
And the main thing is that the visitor center is not open during those times.
Okay. Well, tell us about this free fun family fun event. Can grandparents and uncles and aunts and just the whole family come?
The whole family. Bring everybody. It's a great space. You can even bring your dog because we are dog friendly. Uh-huh. But bring the whole family with you. One of the things we love is having that intergenerational experience where grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, friends of the family, and kids can all get together. Or even if it's just yourself and you're looking for something to do around the holidays and want to meet people in the community, it's a space that we try to have people from all walks of life and all ages explore their own creativity, have some fun, and get connected to the Botanic Garden.
So we want to pray for decent weather on December 14th.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Now, for our listeners, if you've ever been to the Traverse City Munson Hospital, it's just a little south of that, if that gives you some orientation to the place. But again, it is a wonderful space. You have multiple gardens and you have events all year, not only the free family fun events, but you also have things like wreath making and centerpiece making. Tell our listeners a little bit about that as we close this segment.
Definitely. So December 7th, we have Wreath Day at the gardens where you get a chance to make wreaths. You do have to sign up for those classes ahead of time, and there is a fee associated with it. And then on the 17th, we have holiday plant trivia, and on the 19th, we have Build Your Own Centerpiece, which is a really fun program for us. We clip plant material from the gardens, and we bring in greens, and everybody gets a chance to have a beautiful centerpiece when the class is done.
So is there a phone number if people have questions they want to call and find out some more information?
The best way to reach us is through our website, which is www.thebotanicgarden.org.
And that's Botanic. You want to spell that for us?
BOTANICgarden.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and we're constantly putting out new events for the community to explore.
Okay, and your address again?
1490 Red Drive, Traverse City, Michigan.
Okay, well, thank you, Matthew. Hopefully you'll have a big turnout.
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys join us, too. Bring the whole family. Bring your friends.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Matthew Ross. And until next time, it's good seeing you. Good hearing from you.
Definitely. You too, Tom. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. The Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His plan of salvation. Won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the veracity of the Bible? Go to our secure website at strongtowerradio.org or str.fm and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. Thank you for listening to and supporting Strong Tower Radio.
John, wasn't that Project Christmas and that free family fun time just delightful, warming your heart about people who care and doing things together as a family?
It sounds like something that 20 years ago I'd take my family to.
Yeah, I wish I could do that all over again myself. Next, we're going to talk about something a little bit more sobering, and that is the Blue Christmas and the Salvation Army bell ringers. The Blue Christmas is for those people that have had a loss during the year and they're not looking forward to the holiday. In fact, it may even be painful.
A very important program this one is.
Absolutely. Part of the healing process.
It is.
And then we're going to end on a very, very happy note. The Salvation Army bell ringers. And it's always a pleasure to have Captain Greg Bach in the studio. It's much warmer than standing in his cold kettle that I did last year with the wind blowing just above freezing.
Yeah, folks, do not walk past the bell ringers. Dig deep. The bell ringers do a very important, a very powerful work all year long, and this is their fundraising event.
Absolutely. Let's enjoy these two programs, Blue Christmas and Salvation Army Bell Ringers. We'll be back to close out the program after you hear these two segments.
Hi, folks. Our next guest is Christine Hodges. She's the hospitality director for the 242 community churches, and they have 7 campuses. And we are talking to Christine about the Blue Christmas. And I had never heard of this till I happened to read an article in Guidepost, Tom. And Blue Christmas recognizes that some people cannot share the joy of Christmas due to events like illness, loss, you know, financial problems, difficulties, because Christmas is supposed to be joyful, and that's, it's not always.
And what happens is reality is we all have an off year. As I read in the Reader's Digest, that we all go through rough patches. Hopefully it's not too long, but you're going to have that. You're going to have a job loss. You're going to have a relationship loss, a sickness. One year, my mother-in-law had a stroke over Christmas, and it was a different Christmas. So that's why we have Christine Hodges to talk about Blue Christmas. Christine, what have we missed about the Blue Christmas that you can fill in the details? You are a multi-campus community church. Many of them are in southeastern Michigan, but you have other locations throughout our listening area.
Correct, yeah. I work at 242 Community Church. We have 7 campuses. 6 of them are holding Blue Christmas services this year throughout Ann Arbor, Brighton, Lansing, Saginaw, Taylor, and Monroe. So there should be one near many of your listeners. And the Blue Christmas services, like you said, are places for people who feel really disconnected from the joy of the holiday season. Because, like you mentioned, death of a loved one, illness, divorce, financial issues. We know there's a loneliness epidemic in our society right now. There are a lot of people who want to celebrate Christmas, but they can't bring themselves to experience just that joyful side of it. And so we host these services to offer a place that can leave room for some sorrow. We have extended times of prayer and moments to remember our loved ones and just be able to hold that tension of both sorrow and joy, of hope and sadness, and to be able to do it surrounded by other people going through similar things. So no one has to put on a mask of extra smiles or extra holiday cheer, that we can all recognize that there is hope in the midst of sadness and have people alongside us to help us feel that.
So a typical service lasts how long, and like then what happens? I mean, you said a couple of things, but can you describe a typical service?
Yeah, it looks like, I know our service here at the Brighton campus where I work is about an hour long. Some of our other campuses have slightly longer time frames. For us, it looks similar to what people might think of as a normal church service, where there's time of music, there's time of prayer, and there's time of teaching. But each of those things feels significantly different than a normal church service. It's more mellow, it's more somber, but we experience those things together. And then we always take time to remember the thing, to name the thing that we are grieving, that we are experiencing sorrow in. And so we've done that before through scrolling names on a screen of loved ones that we've lost. We've done it with memory walls and other more tangible things, the lighting of candles for the things that we're grieving and the people that we're missing. So it can look different at each one of our services as we try to meet the needs of the people in our community.
So can people just show up, or is it good for them to call and talk to somebody, like register?
Oh, absolutely. They can just show up. There's no need to register. If you have questions, we're happy to help you if you want to call and ask specific questions. But we are open to anyone. We say all the time at 242 that no one belongs here more than you, and we really believe that. So anyone is welcome. If they feel the need for this service in their life, we are happy to have them.
So if anybody does have questions, what is a phone number they can call?
Yeah, they can call our office at 810-231-0190.
Can you repeat that, please?
Absolutely. It's 810-231-0190.
Okay, and you talked about different campuses. So typically they kind of say that this service is around December 21st. Different churches have different days and times. So what is the schedule for your campuses?
Yeah, we have them ranging from December 5th through December 21st. So each of our locations has a different day and time. Our Ann Arbor campus is having it on December 21st from 6 to 8:30. at Brighton, we're doing it on December 17th from 7 to 8. Lansing is December 8th from 7 to 8:30. Monroe is December 7th from 6:30 to 8. Our Saginaw campus is having it on December 5th from 7 to 8:30. And our Taylor campus is doing it on December 17th from 7 to 8:30.
Well, I want to encourage our listeners, you know, if they're, you know, going through this time of year that's not so joyous, that they should call you guys to find out maybe the, mm-hmm. the nearest church that they're to mm-hmm. where they can come and encourage them, even though you've never been to that church or never been to a yeah. service called Blue Christmas, that you should come. So what is your phone number again?
It's 810-231-0190.
You can also look on your website. Is it, what's your website again?
It's 242community.com.
And those are numbers, 242.
Correct.
What has been some of the outcomes, or what have participants in this Blue Christmas service said to you, or you've heard some of the mm-hmm. benefits of this service?
Yeah, at one of our first Blue Christmas services, we had two ladies. Both of them lost their husbands unexpectedly, and they happened to be in the same small group of, like a Bible study small group that they had together. And to watch both of them be able to come together and be able to bring their small group with them, to be able to sit and just support each other without having to wonder, how do I show up for this person? What do they need? What can I do? Just being able to be present in hold that space for grief together was really moving and powerful for those two ladies.
And, you know, this is going to happen to all of us. We're going to lose mm-hmm. a parent. We're going to first probably lose our grandparent, our parent, and then siblings and such. It's going to happen. This is a wonderful service. Now, you're expanding. You've started with one, and now it's at seven campuses. But mm-hmm. also in the Grand Rapids area, there's a congregation. It's Orchard Hill Reformed Church. They will be having one, I believe, also on December 5th. You want to go to their website to check that out. But thank you so much for being an active part, your congregational church and its multiple campuses, of supporting those who are grieving during the holiday
Amen.
Season.
Thank you for making space for this and making sure people know about it.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after this break.
Great things are happening here at Strong Tower Radio. God is using this ministry in a mighty way to affect people's lives. Wouldn't you like to get in on the excitement and help spread the word of God's true character and of the soon coming of Jesus? You can do that by going to our secure website. That's www.strongtowerradio.org. Click on that donate button, become a covenant partner, and find out what it's like to be part of the winning team.
Our next guest is the Salvation Army Captain Greg Bach. Welcome back to Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you very much. It's always an honor to be here, and it's always fun.
It's so much warmer here being in our studios. Last year, we were on top of your cold, red, bigger-than-life red kettle.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it a little warmer in the studio than being out there and freezing out there?
You are an expert. That's your second home, isn't it?
That is. You know, I've been people have come to know me in different places I've served as the man in the can. Because I, you know, live in that kettle at Christmas time.
Now, how tall is this can? This is your third generation of kettles?
It is, yes, yes. This kettle is, it's like 8 foot tall, you know. It's on a trailer, of course, so it goes up a little higher. I think it's a 10-foot circumference at the very top. And there's a platform in there, and you can get in the bottom if it gets too cold. But I try to tough it out.
You
sip on top. You know, that's I try. It did get a little too cold this last winter.
And your wife said it's there is limits, right?
There is limits. She said if it gets below a certain temperature, you make your way into the thrift store. And I certainly did. Even the homeless were like, dude, what are you doing? We can go to a shelter. Like,
you're
go.
Out there. Well, you were just leading the way there, and it's been fun. And great conversations. Great things have come in at the kettle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's, you know, people come by and one, it's a good way to let people know that we're still in town. We're still doing the kettles. We're still doing the work of the Salvation Army. We're not just a thrift store. We're a social ministry.
365 days a year.
Absolutely. We want to give hope. We want to give faith. We want people to know that when they see a red shield, there's hope behind that red shield. And if it's living in a big red kettle or standing beside a kettle at Christmas time, ringing that bell, there's hope behind the red shield, because it says it on the name, the Salvation Army. Our faith is in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, it is that time of year, and you also have not only big kettles, but you also have small kettles. And tell our listeners what this kettle represents and some of the work of the Salvation Army 365 days a year.
Yeah. You know, for a lot of people, when they walk into a grocery store or a department store and they see a red kettle, they might think to themselves, again, every single year for over 100 years, we've been doing the kettle season. I don't want them to see a bell ringer or a red kettle and think, oh, it's that time of year again. I want them to look at that and see that red bucket representing a need, whether it's food insecurity, whether it's homelessness, whether it's mental wellness, you know, or the pink slip at the job, you know, a car repossession coming up, bare shelves in the pantry. Those red kettles represent people in real need in real time right now. And for a lot of places, those red kettles help fund the social ministries of the Salvation Army, like you said, 365 days a year.
And this is your opportunity to do this. The year has gone by and we need to restock the kettle.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's when it gets to a certain time in the year, the budget gets a little more tight, you know, and up here where we're at, you know, my Christmas campaign goal is not anywhere near what it might be in the bigger areas like Chicago or, you know, Indianapolis,
Detroit,
Flint. Yeah, they have millions of dollars they have to raise. And it's, you know what, every cent of that money goes in to make sure that people know that there's hope, that they're cared about. And that hope can come in many different ways. It can come through a hot meal. It can come through the bed and bread program, you know, in Detroit. It can come through a shower ministry at a local Salvation Army. It can come in many different forms. Once that dollar goes in or that coin goes in, it transforms into a service to meet human needs in Jesus' name without discrimination.
Absolutely. And we've not only did the recording with you, but we've also been in Grand Rapids at that center and the marvelous work that's taking place there. Tell our listeners, it is the season, and how does our listeners get involved? You can be on one side of the can, or you can be on the kettle, or you can be on the other side of the kettle. Explain that.
Absolutely. Listen, it is a proven fact that unless there is somebody sounding the alarm by ringing that bell at that kettle, there will not be donations put in.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. It is vital that there are people out there ringing those bells and sounding the alarm, you know, that people are in real need. And so they can go online to www.registertoring.com. And they type in their zip code, and from there, they can see all the locations, the days, the times, and they can schedule their bell ringing that way.
Or, this is nationwide.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
This is so, and it's so important. Were you using the Army motif, military motif? You're down a man, you're in the foxhole, somebody picks up that weapon and needs to carry that one forward.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a stark reality, but you mentioned that if there's not somebody standing there ringing a bell, the donations just drop right off.
Absolutely.
People aren't going to be served.
Right. You know, I'll share a cool story with you.
Sure.
The best times that I've experienced at the Red Kettle are when there's been somebody who's been that person, like you said, that has fallen and they need picked up. And the Salvation Army has been there, you know, to come right beside them and pick them up, walk them through homelessness, walk them through addiction, walk them through food insecurity, walk them through the mental, you know, wellness that they need to get. And it's don't get me wrong, those are very tough times for a lot of people. It takes sometimes many tries to get people back on their feet. But the best moments at a Red Kettle for any bell ringer are when those people that have lived that life walk up to that kettle and they give with joy, because they know the importance of the Red Kettle and they have experienced the life transformation because somebody was willing to give a dollar or give $20 or write a nice check and put it in a kettle. You know, giving with joy, especially for somebody that knows the importance of what those kettles are and what they represent, it is life-changing for the person giving and for the bell ringer.
Last year, you challenged us and you asked us to come help you ring the bells. And I took up that challenge.
Yes, you did.
My wife and I did that. And it was interesting. You gave us some bells and I had it and I took it with me. I was down south and there were some bell ringers. I had immediate connection with them. And I said, I helped out with the bell ringing last in my area. And she said, oh, that was a super. So as I drove out of the parking lot, I went back to the house and to the car. I still had the bell. I went up and as I drove by, I rang my bell. And we were just had this community. We had identity with each other. And listeners, you can be a part of this. It doesn't matter if you're in Lansing or
Absolutely.
If you're in the UP, if you're Escanaba or Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah.
Or
across the Great Lake.
Across
you know?
The lake. Anyway, you're across. If like my friend there in Tennessee,
absolutely,
you can sign up and be a bell ringer and be a part of serving the community at least once a year.
Yeah,
this is your opportunity.
Give with joy is our campaign theme this year, and we want people to be excited about bell ringing, to be smiling when they're given, you know, ringing that bell and welcoming people to the kettle. And it's so cool. The other day I was at Walmart and this little girl put a dollar in the kettle. She said, sorry, it's a dollar. I said, oh, no. That $1 is 5 meals through our partnership with the Feeding America Food Bank. And she said, really? I said, yeah. And I'm telling you, she probably gave $10. She kept pulling wads of dollars out of her pocket and stuffing them in this little counter kettle that I had with me. She did it with so much joy. And joy, you know, joy is contagious. Joy comes from the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength to get through those cold kettle days, you know.
That's right.
And so when we can give with joy our time at the kettle by ringing the bell, that's contagious. And it helps the people that are walking up to the kettle give their donations with joy as well.
Now, Captain Bach, I'm just going to, the idea popped in my head. You know, you also have them at the malls and so on and so forth. You know, some guys don't enjoy the shopping as much as their spouses. Maybe the guy could stand out and ring the bell while your wife is shopping. And then when she's done, you've had a good time and you all can go home.
Absolutely. You know, I tell my people here in Cadillac, if you're at Walmart or Family Fair or Rogers in Lake City or Save-A-Lot and wherever the kettles are, and it's empty and there's a bell there and you want to stand there and you want to be the person that's sounding the alarm on the needs that our friends and neighbors are facing in our communities, do it. And all across the country, I will put that challenge out there to people.
Absolutely.
You know, this is me, Captain Bach, challenging you to ring a bell. Go online to www.registertoring.com and sign up there to ring a bell. Or if you're, like Tom said, walking through a store and you see a empty kettle stand with the kettle bucket there hanging, there's a bell, grab that bell and ring with joy.
That's Captain Bach's challenge to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Wow, John, what a program we had today.
It certainly was.
Just all the things that we talked about here, talking about the Project Christmas, the making pine cones as a family, Blue Christmas, the Salvation Army program. For Strong Tower Radio, for John.
Thank you, Tom.
And myself and the staff of Strong Tower Radio, we wish you